Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport, where Florida beaches are one flight away. Featuring nonstop service on Allegiant Airlines to Tampa St. Pete and Orlando Sanford from Bloomington. Close, convenient, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.
Bloomington Normal's housing crunch is so bad that even a homeless encampment now has a waiting list. It's one of the things you need to know to start your day for Monday, April 15th. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff. Now let's lead off with that encampment in an overflow parking lot of Eastview Christian Church's Community Center in Bloomington. That encampment is growing, and now it has a waiting list of people looking to get in. WGLT's Melissa Allen looks at what brought the encampment to this point and how to move forward.
Home Sweet Home Ministries in Bloomington has been managing the encampment next to its shelter for months. CEO Matt Burgess says the wait list developed out of necessity.
We've said 30 to 35 individuals in that encampment really hit that upper level of what feels safe enough and manageable enough.
It's been that full for weeks, hence the wait list. Burgess says Home Sweet Home is constantly looking for alternatives. He says the solution needs to go beyond expanding shelters.
90% of the individuals in the encampment have tried to be served by our existing system, and it hasn't worked.
For a mix of reasons, Burgess says people in the encampment oftentimes can't live in congregate shelters. He says a solution needs to prioritize that fact. Otherwise, people will remain unsheltered.
They're still going to fall on the edges of the system if we don't adapt our system.
Home Sweet Home and others, including local government officials, are researching viable next steps. Burgess says there are promising options. For The Leadoff, I'm Melissa Allen.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The Bloomington City Council meets for a non-voting meeting tonight. On the agenda is a discussion about the planned Connect Transit Transfer Center that's slated for the site of the Market Street parking garage downtown. The Bloomington Public Library expects to open its newly expanded and renovated space by this summer. That project will add more community rooms and extra facilities like a recording studio and an innovation lab. And McLean County government has relaxed rules to make it easier to make public comment at board meetings. The county waived its requirement of a two-day notice to address the board on a non-agenda item and 24 hours for an item on the agenda. You can find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Coalescence Theater Project Artistic Director Don Chandro saw the play Panther Woman, An Army for the Liberation, in Chicago and knew that they had to get it to Bloomington Normal. Director Maisha Tierra tells WGLT's Lauren Warnicke that she heard the pitch and was all for it.
And I was like, I have no idea where that is. But I said, okay, cool. Let's talk about it. And I reached out to India, and Don reached out to India about it. And we had a couple of meetings in Chicago about bringing it up to Bloomington Normal. And instead of keeping the same cast, allowing the people that are in Bloomington Normal, those actors, to get an opportunity to experience this show and make it their own.
There's kind of a partnership here with, what is it, the Black Artists League at ISU. So a lot of young folks, college students.
I have a mixed bag of actors. So I have some actors who are about to graduate with degrees in theater, some actors who just got there in their degree in theater who are, you know, second year. I have some who are professional actors who like try to do this professionally in Bloomington Normal and maybe other places. And then I have some actors who are actually, this is their first major big production that they've ever been a part of. So being able to understand how each person works and then find a way to make sure we can all work together cohesively so that they can get what they need out of it and I can get what I need as a director and make sure I stay true as possible to India's work in the field that she wants for this show.
What is it that you need?
What I really want and need from this production is the ability to walk into this space for my audience and to see an entirely different world. Our main ladies are Angela Davis, Elaine Brown, and Asada Shakur. And a lot of people only know a few things, very few things about them, and just Black Panther Party affiliation is all you have. But this play goes into who they were as children and then goes up into where we start, where their affiliation begins. So we actually get to see them as a complete and whole person.
I would love for you to maybe talk a little bit about some of the tension between women in the Black Panther Party. I know Specifically, Elaine Brown faced a lot of sexism as she was rising to leadership in this party and got out as a result of it. So we see this both as a platform for women's empowerment and also and Black empowerment, but also a vehicle for their own oppression in some ways. Mm-hmm.
A big part of that is I think sometimes people often want to see only one side of a group and they don't see the fact that it's a very layered group. The Black Panthers did do a lot of great things like, you know, the food services, the helping of the children, the breakfast programs, the getting the being their own version of an emergency vehicle to get people to and from the hospital, literacy, all those great things. However, within that party, there were some dark times where there was sexism, there was misogyny, where these women were seen as less than depending on which Black Panther man you were dealing with that day. A lot of the women were the ones who were coming up with the really great ideas for all of the programs that were helping push the Black Panthers into a space where they were able to get more funding for all the other things that they were also doing, like making sure they could keep people out on bail, making sure they were helping the neighborhood and all these things. A lot of these women came up with these ideas. Throughout this story, there is a character named Journey who goes on her own journey, pun intended, to to see where she came from and see the shoulders she's standing on. When she arrives, she's very downtrodden. She's had very rough experience before we see her, and she's kind of just over it and wants to end it all. And when she cries out to her ancestors for some guidance and some help, these six women come out of nowhere, like these muses that come from the space because they hear her, and they help her guide on her journey and knowing that it's okay to be mad, it's okay to be happy, it's okay to be sad, it's okay to be confused, it's okay to not understand what your next steps are, because these women that came before you all experienced this already.
The play Panther Woman, An Army for the Liberation from the Coalescence Theater Project opens Thursday in Bloomington. Director Maisha Tierra spoke with WGLT's Lauren Warnicke.
Support for arts and culture coverage on WGLT comes from PNC Financial Services. PNC is committed to supporting local arts and culture events in the communities they serve.
Before we let you go, the Normal Town Council meets tonight at 7 at City Hall. On their agenda is a proposed 4-year contract with a union that represents the police department's patrol officers and sergeants. That's it for today. I'm Ryan Denham, and the show was produced by Rosalie Trubeck. You can subscribe to The Leadoff on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.